This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. General Motors Corporation President Fritz Henderson today says bankruptcy is still not a viable option for struggling U.S. automakers, maintaining that a new retooling plan can save the industry. Congressional leaders are now reviewing three separate survival plans from the three automakers as they weigh whether to call lawmakers back to Washington for a special session next week to vote on an auto bailout. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 8,410, is down 8.84. The NASDAQ, 1465, is up 15.75 points. The S&P 500 is at 850.5. And it's up 1.77. You're just a phone call away from AM 580's Commodity Market Analysis. Our new market analysis portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434 to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:52, down 3 on the open. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:25, down 3.5 on the open. May, 5:36.5, down 5.75. July, 5:55.5, unchanged. December corn opened at 3:30, down 2.5 on the open. March, 3:46, down 2.25. May, 3:57.25, down 2.25. July, 3:67, down 3. September, 3:79.5, down 1.25. December, 3:93.25, down 1.75 on the open. January beans opened at 8:21, down 6 on the open. March, 8:28, down 6.5. May, 8:37, down 7. July, 8:47, down 6. September, 8:54, down 1. November, 8:52, down 4. January of 2010, 8:65, up 2. May, 8:65, down 5 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 2:45.50, down 60 on the open. January, 244, down 130. December soybean oil opened at 3047, up 5 on the open. January, 3050, down 27. December live cattle opened at 8380, down 55 on the open. January feeders opened at 8870, down 30 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 5795, down 42.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 9190, down 22.5 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave, on this cool, crisp December morning.
Yeah, it's cool and crisp outside, and the marketplace is a little cool and crisp, too. And since we last talked a week ago, the market continues to grind ever so slowly lower. When will the freight train lower begin to wane?
Yeah. Well, it was carefully pointed out that OPEC in November, October maybe, indicated that they were going to cut 1.5 million barrels of crude oil production down. They've cut somewhere between 800 to 1 million barrels of crude oil production down. The biggest violators was Venezuela and Iran, which doesn't surprise anybody.
Yep, the usual suspects.
And number two is we continue to see, for example, yesterday commodity funds liquidating soybeans in particular. We did see, of course, this crude oil drop in their late November meeting before Thanksgiving, basically, you know, $4 or $5. Now, we are picking up the story that there's probably major support at 43 to 45. China is going to be an aggressive buyer at $40. Crude oil inventory was actually smaller this morning, and we saw the commodities in general from the stock market to corn and soybeans put in a big U-turn, as well as crude oil, when that inventory report came in. Probably the big oil companies were smart enough to know that the OPEC was just jawboning and trying to get their act together, and they were waiting to buy more crude oil at some point in time down the road.
It looked to me like yesterday when you were talking about the liquidation phase, it was a liquidation of a spread, long beans and short corn. That doesn't seem like a very healthy market in my mind. So.
Well, our opinion is that Tudor Jones had to raise money. They're going to basically put on hold withdrawals out of their hedge their fund till March of 2009. The big problem here is that these funds need to raise money. The people that have invested in them are scared. They want out of them, and they're in the process of liquidating anything that's available. And, of course, commodities are pretty liquid, and I think that's the factor. One of the things, you know, we understand, of course, three big things that we're looking at. Number one, we do think the final USDA crop production report will be somewhat smaller. That's A. B, we do think the EPA, based it on the energy mandate, will increase the blends of ethanol into the mix, into the fuel mixture. And C, you know, a new Secretary of Agriculture will have tools. Example, Earl Butts used the tool of buying corn, soybeans, and wheat in the open marketplace for a grain reserve whenever, you know, prices get too cheap. The Secretary of Agriculture does have a bag full of tricks to compensate, you know, this idea of weaning demand, a strong dollar, and weak exports. So it's part of the job of the Secretary of Agriculture to work for the farmer, and hopefully the new Congress will remind him that almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, every time you turn around, it's something new. In the last week, it was the bankruptcy of Pilgrim's Pride. Now they're going to continue to produce chickens, but evidently at a lower level.
Well, so. You know, this is an interesting point, the fact that we did see, you know, another function, you know, maybe would be the Fed to also allow agricultural companies to go to the Fed window to meet margin calls in the feed industry, the ethanol industry, and also the grain export industry and agricultural in general. It was a function, I think, of people running out of money with Pilgrim's Pride. It was a function of running out of money with Verizon, maybe getting their feet a little high off the ground by being too big a percent of the game. But all this goes back to, you know, a lot of risk management and over-speculating, and they violated all three rules.
Seems to me, you mentioned the EPA blending going up, and of course, we did get it above 10% off at the last month or two, the EPA approving that. But I imagine you're looking for a blend at 15. Wouldn't it be something grand? I don't think it had happened that if tomorrow when the big three go to Washington, D.C., they were told, yes, the string is 15% blend in the next 12 months.
Well, when we take our, I think it'll even happen quicker than that, but one of the major car companies is driving the president is driving a Buick LaCerne, an E85 automobile. We know that when Bill Ford was chairman of the board of Ford, he drove a E85 Ford F-150 pickup truck in front of the Capitol steps. And I think that that should be a signal, at least to farm state congressmen and senators, that at least the American automobile manufacturers like to burn renewable energy, and hopefully they'll give them a little support.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a good day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, December corn at 335, up 2.5. March, 350.5, up 2.25. May, 362.25, up 2.75. July, 373.5, up 3.5. January beans, 833, up 6. March, 839, up 4.5. July, 856, up 3. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.